Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this 6th day of February here at KQWC Radio. Pat Powers here being joined with our State Representative Shannon Latham from Sheffield. Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat.
We were just talking off air a little bit ago that this past week was certainly a busy time for you and your colleagues there at the State Capitol in Des Moines. I was reading some of the bills that they were all covered. What were just a few of the highlights that you looked at this week?
Well, it seems like every week, I shouldn't say it seems, it has been that every week the Iowa House Republicans have initiated some big bill. And this week we came out with the Iowa Skilled Workforce Act. And really this is just a common sense plan to bridge the gap between our state's available jobs and the skilled workers who need them. So that was one of the big announcements this week.
Mm-hmm. And there was also some work this week I saw about work in the Iowa House. I believe this is focusing on a 20-year sentence for habitual offenders. Was that also a big issue, too, I saw?
Yes. Yeah, so another priority of Iowa House Republicans this year is to be tough on crime and tough on criminals. We don't want people to feel comfortable here in Iowa. We don't want people out on the streets before they should be out on the streets. And so there's been a package of bills that have been introduced by my colleagues to help with that.
Mm-hmm. The two is also covered. And another issue I believe that I saw just this week is still on the issue regarding up towards your neck of the woods, and that's the pipeline.
That's right. You know, that is one of those issues that we are going to have to come to some sort of a compromise in order to resolve. So it looks like the Senate passed out of subcommittee a bill led by Senator Klemisch that would widen the corridor for that pipeline to go through. Of course, the Iowa House passed a bill already off the floor that said the use of no eminent domain for that carbon pipeline to be built. So there is a lot of room for negotiation between those two positions. And then, of course, it also has to be something that would be signed by the governor. So it's going to be interesting to see how those negotiations play out. But I kind of lost track, to be honest with you, Pat. Is it 5 sessions now that this has been an issue? And it's just something that I feel like we need to resolve. There are now so many people on both sides of this issue that are weighing in. We now have, I believe, more than 80% of the landowners who are affected by that pipeline have agreed and signed their easements. And so now you have property rights issues on both sides of that.
I know it's a big issue up in Wright County, since that's where the pipeline will be going through your county. Yeah, that's been discussed for, about last a few years, trying to get that all worked out.
Absolutely. It's definitely become a very emotional issue for both sides, you know, people on both sides of that issue.
Again, we're talking with State Representative Shannon Latham on this Friday. Shannon, there was also a discussion this week on a bill from the governor about Iowa schools would have to report actions to combat anti-Semitism. I believe that was also on the House subcommittee this week.
Yes, so that's one I really don't know too much about, Pat. I don't sit on the education committee. And it seems like at the beginning, not seems, it actually does happen at the beginning of the session where there are so many education-related bills that are coming out of that committee. But, you know, we definitely need to be respectful. We need to make sure that we're not targeting people. So I haven't read that particular bill, you know, in order to be able to comment specifically on that one.
How about the bill, Shannon, regarding the Early Childhood Board? There is some lawmakers rejecting that bill from what I see here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the problems with that bill it has been that, remember, Hamilton County was heralded by the governor at her Condition of the State address a year ago, talking about how that model has worked for early childhood development, how it's been a great public-private partnership. You know, and in Hamilton County, up into Wright County, they've really been able to put together this partnership, so they were able to increase the workers' hourly rate. They were able to increase the number of spaces in local child care facilities. Unfortunately, in the last year, there have been bills that would really undo what's been working in Hamilton County. And so that is one of the issues why that bill got stopped. It's that we don't want to undo what's been working in the counties. And so what they're trying to do is realign these child care districts to match behavioral health districts, from what I understand. There's not a correlation between the two other than that map exists, and they want to try to fit childhood into that. And when that happens, Hamilton County becomes part of a district that includes Polk County. Well, you could, I mean, I can about imagine the amount of attention that our smaller counties are going to get when you're stuck in a district with Polk. There's just a lot of differences, as we know, between what works in the metro areas and what works in the areas where we live and work. So that is one of the reasons why that initiative got stopped. And yeah, in the last year, I've had so many conversations with McKinley Bailey about that. And he's been a really great advocate for what's been working in Hamilton County and helping me and my colleagues be able to advocate for that at the state level.
Indeed. Did you have any other special visitors coming this week to see you and your colleagues?
So this week I welcomed a group of students from St. Paul's of Latimer. As far as the week ahead, Pat, you know, it's always interesting. A lot of groups reach out to us way in advance. Some just happen to show up, which is great. So I always look forward to those visits for constituents. But right now I'm really not sure who's on the calendar yet for next week.
Okay. Okay. And what are the issues coming up next week?
So next week, again, we'll be diving into the budget. As you know, I chair the Economic Development Budget Subcommittee. This week we had Iowa Workforce Development Director Beth Townsend speak with us about workforce. We've really cut down our unemployment rate. She talked about how the tax cut is has definitely helped employers in the state. And so those different director presentations will continue in those subcommittees. And then we have actually all those budget subcommittees are meeting and working our way through the budgeting process in addition to our regular committee work. So committees have been really active. As you mentioned, there's just been so many bills going through committee because we are at that point in the session where committees are kicking out bills, approving bills, so they become eligible for floor debate.
All right, so look forward to some issues with the budget coming up this next week at the state capitol in Des Moines. And Shannon, I want to remind the folks that you'll be appearing in Webster City coming up in about 2 weeks. That's on the 20th of February for Dennis Guth and you, our state senator. Talk about your questions, comments, and concerns about what's happening at the legislature.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that and hope to see a good crowd there.
And that runs from 8:30 until 10 at the Briggswoods Conference Center, south of Webster City, to come meet Dennis Guth, our state senator, and again, state representative Shannon Latham. Shannon, thanks for spending some time this morning.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's always a pleasure.